Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 79.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Goodwin. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Goodwin.
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Almighty God, creator of all things, yes, even of each one of us as individuals, thank you for creating us all different, but all similar in certain ways. We know in your word it says if we will turn to you, you will hear our prayers. May we do that as we conduct business today. May we think about that. Help us turn from our wicked ways, and you will hear our prayers, and you will heal our land. We thank you for your love and for your constant mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 15th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Soka moves the journal for June 15th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members without objection, the House Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House is permitted to meet while the House is in session at this time. And we're going to take care of some admin business, but we are not going to take up any voting business until that committee finishes its work. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The World of Clerk reports the following bill duly ratified in presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 50, an act to make various changes to general statutes regarding estates and trusts. And the following bills duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 51, an act to provide that regular municipal elections in the city of Havelock, towns of Bridgetown, Grove City, Dover, Riverbend, and Trent Woods in the First Cravens Sanitary District shall be held in even number years. Senate Bill 125, an act to revise the method of which vacancies are filled for elective office in the town of Roland and to extend the term of mayor from 2 to 4 years in the town of Red Springs. Senate Bill 192, an act repealing the local act establishing the Hickory Regional Planning Commission and providing that the city of Hickory shall establish a planning commission and approve under the general laws of the state. House Bill 287, an act to revise and consolidate the charter of the city of Randleman. House Bill 386, an act to ban the discharge or attempt to discharge firearms from, on, across, or over the right-of-way along the railroad service of the Military Ocean Terminal of Sunny Point in Brunswick County.
Chapter bills will be noted. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
House Bill 64, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, the bill to be entitled an act to strengthen confidence in government by increasing the ability to certain public personnel purposes to dismissal records for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute. House Bill 334.
That first bill, that's placed on today's calendar. And members, that will be for a motion not to concur so that the differences between the House and the Senate can be worked out. The court may continue.
House Bill 334, Senate Committee Substitute Number 2, 6th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide grants to North Carolina business affected by the COVID-19 pandemic and to provide tax relief for businesses and individuals to update the reference of the Internal Revenue Code and to make various other changes for concurrence in Senate Committee Substitute Number 2.
Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 470, Committee Substitute Number 2, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to enact the North Carolina Regulatory Sandbox Act and establish the North Carolina Innovation Council.
Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Torbett recognized to send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Torbett, State Government Committee Report, House Bill 337, Constitutional Amendment, Repeal Liberty Test, Favorable and Referred to Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to the Rules Committee, Committee on Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
House Bill 721, Counties Semi-Annual Assessment Payments, Favorable and Referred to Finance.
Bill is referred to Finance. Representative Torbett recognized to send forth the additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Torbett, State Government Committee Report, House Bill 696, Various Changes to Nonprofit Corporations Act, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and Referred to Judiciary 1.
For now, the chair is going to direct the bill be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. The clerk is authorized to amend that referral later based on a possible need for the bill to go to finance. The court may continue.
Senate Bill 126, Clean Up Obsolete Rub Boards, Favor House Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and Referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee Substitute is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 208, Labor Law Changes, Favorable House Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and Referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Committee Substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee Substitute is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. We'll stand at ease momentarily. And members, we're going to do some recognitions in just a bit. The chair would rather do that once we get most of our members here. We have a committee that is meeting right now, which is why the chamber is as empty as it is. That's taking up some bills potentially for today's calendar. So the chair is about to put the house into recess till 4:30. Prior to that, are there any notices or announcements from members? Seeing none, the chair is going to put the house into recess subject to the standard stipulations of Rule 15.1 until 4:30.
Bill 344, Jobs, Grants, and Tax Relief, which was just read as a message from the Senate. The chair rules that material constituting the bill's first reading.
Thank you.
The House will come back to order. Representative Hall is recognized to send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Hall, rules calling the operation of the House committee report. House Bill 477, temporary events venues, favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 624, North Carolina Regulatory Sandbox Act, favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 693, Common Carrier ABC Permit, favorable.
Calendar for today.
Senate Bill 145, Winston-Salem Real Property Conveyances, favorable.
Calendar for today.
Senate Bill 169, Modified Kinston-Lenoir County DTA Membership, favorable.
Calendar for today.
Senate Bill 277, Retirement and Treasury Technical Corrections Act of 2021, favorable.
Calendar for today.
Senate Bill 288, Rutherford College Board of Education, Burke Caldwell, favorable.
Calendar for today.
Senate Bill 668, Anti-Pension Spiking Amendments and Litigation Memorandum, favorable.
Calendar for today. The House will come to order. Members, first of all, the Chair would like to do a recognition on behalf of the gentleman from Franklin County, Representative Winslow. The Chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Franklin County Schools Superintendent Dr. Rhonda Schuler, Board of Education Chair Paige Siles, Principal of the Year Eric Bethel, Assistant Principal of the Year Laura Wilson Wadsworth, District Teacher of the Year, Shelby Wheeler, and Beginning Teacher of the Year, Deborah Thomas. If y'all would please stand so we could welcome you. Thank you for being with us. Congratulations to all of you. Also on motion of Representative Soka, Wheatley, Bell, and Bradford, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to veterans who have served in Vietnam to Afghanistan who are here with us today. The chair also wants to welcome Lieutenant General Walter Gaskin, who is serving as the Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you as well. Thanks for being with us today. We appreciate you. Calendar. House Bill 64, the clerk will read.
Representative Sauls and Strickland, House Bill 64, a bill to be entitled an act to strengthen confidence in government by increasing accessibility to certain personnel, performance, and dismissal records. General Assembly of North Carolina enacted.
Gentleman from Johnston, Representative Strickland is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House do not concur in the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 64.
Gentlemen's move the House do not concur with the Senate committee substitute to the bills. Gentlemen desire further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion not to concur. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk, open the vote. Richardson, aye. I saw Representative Martin. Is Representative Martin still on the floor? If he... Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. The House does vote not to concur with the House Bill 64. The Senate will be so notified. We have one really quick local bill, and then we'll move to the bill at the top of the calendar. Senate Bill 288. Clerk will read.
Senator Daniels, Senate Bill 288, a bill to be entitled Rutherford College Board of Education, Burke Caldwell, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Burke, Representative Blackwell, I recognize to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a local bill affecting the town of Rutherford College and the boards of education in Burke County and Caldwell County. It basically does two things. With respect to the town and Burke County, it moves the elections, Burke County Board of Education, it moves the elections to general election years. And with respect to the Burke County Board of Education and Caldwell, it converts those from what is currently nonpartisan to partisan. I would ask the House to support.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 288 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Bill 288, having passed second reading, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 288 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
Pen of the chair, the ayes have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Bill 288, having passed third reading, will be returned to the Senate. House Bill 83, the clerk will read.
Representatives Zoka, Bradford, Bell, and Wheatley. House Bill 83, a bill to be entitled an act to exclude military retirement pay from taxation and certain retirement members of the Armed Forces of the United States. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What this bill simply does is it eliminates the income tax for state income tax on retirement pay of retired military service members. Now, I know that there are a number of us who serve in this chamber who are either retired or have served in the military. So perhaps it's easier for us to identify the true sacrifices that the men and women of our armed forces have gone through, both in wartime and at home. In the average career of 20 years plus, most families, because most soldiers are married, most families move 6 to 9 times. And think about that for a minute. It's easy for the soldier, the Navy, or the airman, the Coast Guardman, but it's really difficult for the spouses. It's difficult for the spouses. It's difficult for the kids. Imagine that your child was in high school going to their senior year and they had to move. Now, it's tough. I don't think I need to talk about wartime sacrifice, because on bills that we've had here lately, we've seen the results of soldiers and Marines who've gone to war and come back with injuries. And as they said that time, those injuries were internal, some of them, and some of them you could visibly see. So I know that this legislature is committed to the military, and I can prove that because of the bills that we've passed in the last 10 years. We have passed bills that have protected military bases from encroachment, from airfields, and from overdevelopment. We have passed bills here and been signed into law that have helped spouses of military members when they move between posts to make it easier for them to find jobs by loosening licensing restrictions, by joining national compacts among states to help that. We've recognized this thing. One of the most recent things we did was we passed a bill on autism. Fort Bragg is a post where families with exceptional family member program with autistic children go to. We've been trying to get that bill passed and signed into law for a number of years. Finally, it passed in law. It helps families immensely. As far as retirees go, we've been all over the world. We've been all over the country. We've seen a lot of places. I told a story earlier today of when I go back from my high school reunion that most of my friends that I still maintain contact with never moved more than 25 miles from where we all grew up and went to high school. Military members see what the other states look like. They see what happens in other states. And then they come here and they look at North Carolina. And they see the things that we have done for the military and for spouses. But the one thing that I constantly get questioned about is, what about retirement pay? Why is it taxed in North Carolina? There are 32 other states that have chosen to not tax retirement pay in North Carolina. And in my humble opinion, this puts us at a competitive disadvantage in recruiting highly skilled and trained military retirees to settle here. Let me just read you something that Larry Coleman, the executive director of the North Carolina National Guard Association, recently wrote and posted on Facebook and Twitter. He said, on average, military retirees are under 50 years of age, with over 20 years of work history and a desire to start a second career. This type of employee profile is exactly what is needed to fill civilian or contractor positions within North Carolina's military and defense sector. And then it goes on a little later. Since military retirees have a choice about where they retire and draw their military pensions, as the number of states that exempt military retirement pay from state income taxes increase, North Carolina will be at a clear disadvantage unless we pass this bill and it's signed into law. If it gets signed into law, what happens? What's the fiscal impact? Well, in the first year, there's a revenue decrease of $30.8 million. Second year, about $34.9 million. Not really big, but the interesting thing about military retirees with the skill sets that they bring to wherever they decide to settle down is that with the average age being around 50 or so, there's a higher propensity of military retirees to start small businesses. I'll use myself as an example. I'm on my fourth small business. When you start small businesses, you hire people, you pay payroll taxes, you pay taxes, you make more money, you get people working. So that effect in itself has been studied by numerous states and numerous universities across the country. And they've all come to essentially the same conclusion, and that is that if you can increase the number of military retirees in your state by as little as 2,000 a year, you're going to generate more in tax revenue than if they weren't there. So the $30 million, a study from Clemson that when applied to North Carolina, if we had 2,000 more military retirees, it would pay for itself in the revenue decrease starting about year three. So in my opinion, not only is it good policy, it's also good fiscal policy. It just makes sense to me. I think we've done a lot of things for the military. We say that we're the most military-friendly state in the union, and I think that the passing this bill will truly prove that to military retirees, not only in our state, but across the nation. Hopefully we'll get a lot of them moving here to help our economy. So I ask for your green vote on this bill. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Orange, Representative Insko, just ask our guests, please do not applaud during session. We ask not to do that. We're glad to have you with us, though.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Lady from Orange, Representative Insko, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to speak on the bill.
Lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, of course we're going to pass this bill. My father was in the Second World War. I have a brother who was in the Korean War. And I know the sacrifices they made. I know the sacrifices the family made so that they could do that. And this is not a lot of money coming out of the budget, is it? So it should be fine, shouldn't it? Our public services are starving. Our schools are underfunded. Many public services are underfunded. We're not keeping up with the demands. There are a lot of people who aren't paying their fair share. When we cut taxes, we ought to balance it out by finding a place where people can pay more. So I'm going to vote for this bill, but I also am very aware that we have a responsibility to make sure that we are governing to serve everyone, and that the needs of every person in this state are our responsibility. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Willis, rise?
Speak to the bill.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We stood here in April and we passed unanimously a bill that recognized our wounded heroes. And we collectively walked across the street. We had a press conference and we told the governor that we were going to continue to fight for our veterans and support those until North Carolina was truly the number one state in the nation for our retirees, for our wounded heroes, and for those veterans that have laid their lives and risked everything for us. And this bill is the next step in that process. We can talk about the economic development side. We can talk about the taxation side. You've heard those points already, so I won't belabor that. But sometimes it's more simple than that. Sometimes it's just the right thing to do. And today, this is one of those bills for those men and women that have served and risked their lives, signed up willingly to do so. This is for you. You need to support this bill, and I ask for your support. Thank you.
Chair is in possession of amendments, but are there any further members wishing to debate the bill? Not, for what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for a motion.
The gentleman is recognized for a motion.
I move the previous question.
The gentleman has moved the previous question on the bill. The question for the House is the adoption of the previous question to House Bill 83. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Moss wishes to vote on the motion. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 95 having voted in the affirmative, 10 the negative. The motion of the previous question is adopted. We're now on the bill. Do the majority or the minority leaders wish for the 3 minutes? Majority leader waves. Deputy minority leader waving. Waves. Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 83 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 100 having voted in the affirmative, 5 of the negative. House Bill 83 passes second reading without objection. Be read a third time.
General Sims and O'Connor next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 83 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 83 having passed third reading. Ordered and rolled. Send to the Senate. House Bill 477. Clerk will read.
Representatives Brody, Bradford, Faircloth, and Cunningham. House Bill 477, a bill to the Entitlement Act authorizes the local government to permit temporary event venues. General Senator Nocline next.
And before we take that up, on motion of the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardest of the chair, is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to some special guests from Guilford County with us today. We're joined by Jackie Amaya, along with her daughters Allison, Mia, and Elizabeth. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Are we still in the back here? Thanks for being with us. Gentleman from Union, Representative Brody, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members. The idea for this came from a request from the City of Charlotte
when the RNC was planning to come to Charlotte for the convention. Obviously, you know, that didn't happen. But what we are looking at is some venues for the convention. And I got a chance to meet a number of people from Charlotte, and they have buildings around the Charlotte. And some of them are quite unique, especially some that were World War II used. And the problem with it is if they want to convert them to an event venue, it would take a lot of cost. And they still might have to do that, but the idea, the bill said, let's try this temporary. Let's get Charlotte in there. They can do a safety inspection as well as a fire inspection, et cetera. But let's try it for a little while and see if it's viable. And if it is viable, then there's a provision in here that will allow them to continue to use the event venue while they're converting it. If it isn't viable, well, then we're no farther behind. I'll be willing to stand for questions.
Further discussion and debate? If not, the question before the House is passage of House Bill 477 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk, open the vote. Representative Brown wished to vote on the bill. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative, one in the negative. House Bill 477 passes second reading without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly does not claim any acts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 477 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 477 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. Representative Hall recognized and forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, Senate Bill 314, Local Government Commission Assistance Toolkit, Favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, Unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Committee Substitute Number 1 is placed on the unfavorable counter. House Committee Substitute Number 2, counter for today.
Senate Bill 260, Morrisville, TDA, Monroe Remote Meeting Changes, Favorable House Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute.
Senate committee substitutes placed on the unfavorable calendar. House committee substitute counter for today. House Bill 624. Corporal Reed.
Representatives Sane, Turner, Lofton, and Zoka. House Bill 624, a bill to be entitled North Carolina Regulatory Sandbox Act. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
The gentleman from Lincoln, Representative Sane, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, members. This bill is on track with a similar or an exact same bill as in the Senate, which got a vote of 47-0. And what this does, it's got a funny name, Regulatory Sandbox, but what it really allows for is an oversight and a regulatory board to give us a soft oversight as we test new products in insurance and finance. This will give North Carolina the opportunity to lead in this venue, when you think about cryptocurrency, insurance products that are not available to our citizens yet, but can be, this will give that oversight that will serve as not to hold up through an overburdensome regulatory process that doesn't understand new products, but will give that light touch so that we know that we can protect consumers. There's a consumer protection part of this bill as well. And again, it's something that we've worked on over the last several years to make sure we got it right, make sure that we do protect our folks, but also that we're not, discounting North Carolina out of an opportunity in a new economy. So again, it's supported. I don't know of any opposition to the bill. And again, despite the funny name about a regulatory sandbox, it does move our state forward. So I appreciate your support. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Guilford, Representative Harrison, rise?
To ask the bill sponsor a question.
Representative Sane, the gentleman yield.
I do.
He yields.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Sane, I should have looked at it before, but I'm just reading through it right now, and I'm just wondering about the waiver of the regulatory structure. Could you explain a little bit more how that works? I understand we're trying to deal with new products that may not be anticipated by a regulatory scheme, but it always makes me nervous when we just completely eliminate regulatory oversight. Do you mind?
Yeah, and I appreciate the question. And it does not completely eliminate regulatory oversight. And as a matter of fact, it structures an innovation board that's, and I don't have the bill right in front of me, But we have appointees from the governor's office, from insurance, from different sectors of state government, including the House and Senate as well, to look over and to regulate these new products, so that there is oversight. So if I misrepresented that, I'm sorry, or wasn't clear. But it actually does give that, so that we don't have the wild, wild west. And again, with the consumer protection parts of this, I think most parties would say that this is probably the right approach. It's light in nature, but it is an oversight process so that we do make sure that we have those protections in place. Thank you.
Further discussion, debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 624 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk, open the vote. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 103 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. House Bill 624 passes second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 624 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 624 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 693, the clerk will read.
Representatives Moffitt, Bradford, Zoka, and Martin, House Bill 693, a bill to entitle an act to create a common carrier vehicle ABC permit. General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Gentleman from Henderson, Representative Moffitt, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, this bill before you establishes a common carrier ABC permit. And essentially what it does is, if you could imagine first class or business class travel in an airplane, this actually allows full beverage and food service on a specially designed limited capacity bus. This type of bus is available for service in Virginia, so we're looking to replicate that in North Carolina. Be glad to answer any questions.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 693 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Member Johnson, Baker. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 89 having voted in the affirmative, 14 the negative. House Bill 693 passes second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina now.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 693 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 693 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. Senate Bill 145. The clerk will read.
Senators Lowe and Crowley, House Senate Bill 145, a bill to be entitled Winston-Salem Real Property Conveyances, General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Who's handling this bill on behalf of Winston-Salem, the local bill? Lady Forsyth, Representative Terry, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know no opposition to this. It's going to be good for Winston-Salem, Forsyth County, in terms of being able to get developers to get some affordable housing for us. We have 10,000 units that need to be built, and we need to do this.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 145 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 145, having passed second reading without objection, will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 145 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 145, having passed third reading, is ordered enrolled. Senate Bill 169, the clerk will read.
Senator Perry, Senate Bill 169, a bill to be entitled an act to modify the composition of the Kinston, Lenoir County Tourism Development Authority. General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Gentleman from Lenoir, Representative Humphrey, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill simply modifies the method for appointment to the Kinsale-Lenore County Tourism Development Authority. It's a local bill, non-controversial, no opposition. I ask for your support. Thank you.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 169 on its second reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 169, having passed second reading without objection, will be read a third time.
General Assembly is not inclined to enact.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 169 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 169, having passed third reading, ordered enrolled. For what purpose, the gentleman from Guilford? Representative Quick Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To be recorded as no on 693.
Gentleman will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 693. Senate Bill 277, Corker Reed.
Senators Alexander and Bergen, Senate Bill 277, a bill to be entitled Retirement and Treasury Technical Corrections Act of 2021. General Assembly, no comment on that.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and fellow members. Senate Bill 277 is a Retirement and Treasury Technical Corrections Bill. It's identical to House Bill 175 that passed over from this chamber to the Senate 116-0. This bill passed the Senate 49-0, and it is purely technical. I appreciate your support.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 277 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Art, gentlemen wish to vote. Clerk Lock Machine record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. Senate Bill 277 passed the second reading. Without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly, no claim in that.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 277 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 277 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. Strike that. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 314. Corporal Reed.
Senators McInnes, Johnson, and Davis. Senate Bill 314. A bill to be entitled Local Government Commission Assistance Toolkit. General Assembly, no claim in acts.
Gentleman from Pender, Representative Smith, recognized debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill makes several changes regarding the Local Government Commission. It gives them more tools to work with local governments that are in financial distress. It had a smooth path in the Senate, unanimous 4-vote over there, got good votes in the House committees. Both the League of Municipalities and the County Commission Association worked in the drafting of this, and they have no opposition. Thank you.
Further discussion and debate? Not the question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 314 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 103 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. Senate Bill 314 passes second reading without objection. Be read. Strike that. That bill does remain on the calendar. That's a roll call. Senate Bill 668, Corporal Reed.
Senator Bergen, Senate Bill 668, a bill to be entitled Anti-Pension Striking Amendments and Litigation Moratorium. General Assembly, no comment on that.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, recognized debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and fellow members. Senate Bill 668 would authorize an additional payment option for contribution-based benefit caps, outline responsibilities for those liabilities when the final employer of a member is not the member's employee for final average compensation calculations. It's also a collaboration between the School Board Association and the Treasurer's Office on a moratorium on lawsuits and the establishment of a committee to look at the pension spiking lawsuits. It passed the Senate 49-0. It's passed House Pensions Committee and House Rules, and I appreciate your positive support.
Further discussion, debate, not the question before the House. Passage of Senate Bill 668 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Adams, Representative Strickland, Representative Pierce, Representative Ball, Meyer, Robertson, Cooper, Suggs. Members wish to vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 101 having voted in the affirmative, 3 in the negative. Senate Bill 668 passes at second reading without objection. Be read a third time.
General Simmons, no client in acts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 668 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 668 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. Senate Bill 260, clerk will read.
Senator Sawyer, Senate Bill 260. A bill to be entitled an act to modify the membership of the Morrisville Tourism Development Authority. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman Friardale, Representative Mills, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, Senate Bill 260 is a local bill requested by the town of Mooresville and the Mooresville Travel and Tourism Authority. It just simply modifies the makeup of that local authority. No, of no opposition. Ask for your support.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 260 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 260 having passed second reading without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly, no client in acts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 260 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 260 having passed third reading will be returned to the Senate. Clerk, members, chair is going to direct Senate Bill 448, short title amendments to Schedule 6 of the Controlled Substances Act, will be withdrawn from calendar 36B. That bill will be calendared for tomorrow. For what purpose, the gentleman from Johnson, Representative Strickland, rise?
I changed my vote on Senate Bill 668 to a yay.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted aye on Senate Bill 668. Members, we may have reached the end of our calendar. The House will stand at ease momentarily. House will come back to order. Mr. Clerk, the chair is going to direct that the serial referrals to Senate Bill 367 be stricken. That bill, once approved by the Education Universities Committee, unless there needs to be by statute some kind of referral to or finance or any other matter, will be countered. We'll take a look at that. If you'll have that brought on the floor, we'll, because the chair does intend to take that bill up tomorrow after it comes out of committee. Members, for your planning purposes, there will be recorded votes tomorrow. Session will be at 11 a.m. The chair does not believe that it will be a lengthy calendar. Looks like there may be about three, four bills, maybe a couple more. The bills, there were two, one that rolled over from today. There was one that was added on for tomorrow, that the chair added on for tomorrow, that had been in 36B. And if there's some other 36Bs, we may add those. But those, of course, will be on the printed calendar that would go out this evening. As far as bills in committee, we'll look at Senate Bill 367, if that's eligible. That chair would intend that we take that up tomorrow. That's the UNC self-liquidating capital project bill. And we'll take a look at the, there's some bills in the local government land use planning and development. Those may be added to the calendar. There's two that are being taken up. Final decision will be announced tomorrow on that. But members should be, should take a look at those bills and be aware of those in case they are added to the calendar tomorrow. Chair would ask the Finance Committee chairs to approach the dais, please. Members, chair, to have your attention, Senate Bill 367, which is the self-liquidating capital projects bill, chair intends to strike, notwithstanding Rule 38, strike the referral to the Finance Committee after consultation with the Finance Chairs. Therefore, the chair is going to strike that Finance referral. Chair is also going to strike the referral to Rules. That way it would not necessitate a Rules Committee meeting. But again, so that's Senate Bill 367. The chair would ask members to look at that bill, be prepared that that bill be taken up tomorrow. It does appear those are two projects to be funded. One is at, looks like UNC Greensboro. The other is at UNC Wilmington. So that will be so calendared after it comes out of Ed Universities tomorrow. So there will be votes tomorrow, and that will conclude the business. Again, I would submit to the body that this has been a very productive schedule. Can also advise the body that the appropriations chairs are having some conversations with the Senate, although the Senate is now taking the budget bill up, so things are finally moving, and that's certainly a positive sign. We also, of course, have received some positive economic news for the state. It was welcome news that many of you have all no doubt already read about and heard about. So there's certainly good news all around. Let's see if we can have a little more good news as we keep going. But that's where we are with things. So there will be votes tomorrow. Chair expects it'll be a short day, however, and for your planning purposes, tomorrow's session will be at 11 a.m. For what purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Arprise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has four.
Energy and Public Utilities Committee meeting will be at 12 o'clock tomorrow instead of 1. It'll be at 12 o'clock tomorrow instead of 1.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, rise.
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Members, the House Committee on Agriculture will meet tomorrow morning, 9:30 a.m., room 643, for additional discussion on Senate Bill 605, Farm Act.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, rise.
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
The House Universities Committee will meet tomorrow, 10 a.m., in room 421. We will be voting on Senate Bill 367.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Union, Representative Brody, rise.
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the House Local Government Land Development will meet at 10 o'clock tomorrow in 415. We have two bills to vote on, one, if we got the time, two, for discussion.
Further notices and announcements? If not, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized. Well, stand down. Okay. Recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, June 17th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House be now adjourned to reconvene Thursday, June 17th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
On motion of the Chair, House Bill 696, short title Various Changes to Nonprofit Corporations Act, zero referral to rules is stricken. Zero referrals to the Committee on Finance if favorable rules are added. On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 329, short title Building Code Modifications, that bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to local government land use, planning and development, and zero referral to rules is added.